Simen Shalom Ches, we left off in the middle of Sif Aleph. Now, Chabas said that making music, the musical instrument on Shabbos, is Aser. Gezer Shem Yisakan Klishir, you might come to fix the musical instrument. But to knock on the door in the way it's not Derech Shir is Mutter. And their Mal says, anytime that he's not doing a Maisa is Mutter. And therefore, their Mal says, somebody who wants to call to his friend, and the way he does it is by making like a noise with his mouth, similar to a tzipur, similar to the noise that a bird makes, like a little birdie, that's Mutter to do on Shabbos, even if it's a nice way, it's like a sing-song, which the word explains. Still, it's mutter, because Chazar only geyser not to shear with a kli, because he might come to a sack in the kli. But shear with a peh, singing is allowed, and therefore making a nice sound with one's mouth in order to get someone's attention is mutter on Shabbos. The Rama says, that's also on Shabbos, to bang on the door, to knock on the door, with a tabas, a special type of metal ring that's kuvu on the door, even though you're not machaven to make a musical sound, since his kli is miyuchd for that, it's also. What basically comes out of here is that there is a nice sound that you can make with this tabas, right? It's like a buzzer, and you can make a nice sound. And therefore, even though you're not mechavin right now for it to make a nice sound, but since it has potential for that, so therefore it's also to use it, we're afraid you can come to mechavin to make a nice sound, to make a shemas call, and then the imus to go away. And therefore, it's also now. Mr. Burbings, Rabbi Rabba, and with the Prima Godim, and they say that it's also the pull on the chuda invo Shabbos, also like a doorbell of some sorts. Even before they had electricity, it wasn't an electric doorbell, but also in some way it made like a musical sound. They said people would hear and they'll open the door for you or open the gateway to the chutzner. Also, this kli is meant l'shmeil kol to make a nice sound, and your kavanah is to make that sound, and therefore it's going to be aser. So much so the Be'er Halacha has a arichus about somebody who's stuck, he can't get into his house, because the only way to get into the house is by opening a door, and the door has this invo. This noise is going to be made by opening the door. So, could you open the door of the house? And maybe you're stuck. You can't even get into the house. And Lamaisa, there's a machlekes about this. Mishnah Berurah talks about it, and Zarichas about it, and Bir Halacha, machlekes to the Taz and Magen Avraham. Even though you open the door, you're not trying to mashmiya kol to make that nice sound. But Lamaisa, it does make the sound. And this involves designated to make the sound. It's machlekes to the Taz, Magen Avraham, it's machlekes to Acharenim. The Taz says that it's usher to have on Shabbos a proichas and shul that has bells on the bottom of it. When you open there in Kaddish, the bells ring. Or to hang bells on the bottom of the Atzichayim and Sivatar, then when you take out the Sivatar, the bells should ring. Because its point, its purpose, is to make a call, is to make the sound of ringing of bells. The Shach in Yeridea is Chalik, unless he argues, and he holds, since it's Arch Mitzvah, it's Mutter, just like a lot of dance on Sefastar, the Kalvatar will have more Mitzvah and Shalom attest about that. He holds, it's Arch Mitzvah, people should hear that the Sivatar is coming out of the Kaddish, they should stand up. Now, the Rama says, at the end of our Sif, over here, Sif Aleph, and the shaman should go to the call people to come to the shul. So on Shabbos, you can't bang on the doors, anything musical, with a kli that's special for that, it's meant to make a musical sound. Rather, just bangs on everyone's doors, tell them it's time for minions, time to come out the shul. So there you see that even for a mitzvah, it's awesome. However, the shaman says, oh, no, it's not a raya, because over there is another option. You can just knock on the door. Mashiach, over here, there's no other option to have this tzarech mitzvah in the sky, of everyone being aware that the sevatar is coming out, it's time to stand up, and therefore, you're allowed to have the rings. You're allowed to have the bells. He says, especially the person who's opening the parochas is not having kavon l'shmeil kol to make a nice sound. He's trying to take out the sefer Torah, and the noise happens on his own. L'maisa, the Shai Ephraim says that l'chadchila, one should not have the bells on the parochas or on the sefer Torah. In the place they're noig to yemekol, we can't stop them. But l'maisa, l'chadchila, one should not have it. So we see how we have to avoid on Shabbos anything that makes a musical sound, even if you're not mechav right now to make that musical sound, but since there's a chashash that you end up trying to make the musical sound, and also the musical sound might happen by itself over here, we're machmer on that. So, one who has a doorbell, Mishnah Berurah says he should either take it off before Shabbos, or stuff it up in a way that's not going to make noise. L'maisa b'shas tchak, he forgot to remove it, and now he needs to get into his house. Since we said there's a machlekes, in the case you're not mechavin to make the musical sound that's happening on its own, or might come to happen, that's machlekes. So here, b'shas tchak, b'shas tchak needs to get into this house. We can make him, we can let him open the door and get into this house. You know the musical sound is going to take place along the way.